With Montana News, I'm Maxine Speyer. Montana University System leaders are looking at ways to help encourage more students to attend college, make the campuses more efficient, and help students save money. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Regents expressed support yesterday for unified recruiting, reducing textbook costs, and combining administrative services. Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian says unified recruiting could involve a single application for the entire university system. A former Montana prison inmate has filed a lawsuit after a beating he suffered while in custody resulted in a brain injury. The Billings Gazette reports Ray Carpenter, who is on parole after serving time at Crossroads Correctional Center near Shelby, is suing the private prison owned by CoreCivic, its contract medical providers, and the inmate who's charged with attacking him. Carpenter says he was attacked by the fellow prisoner in 2016 for 5 minutes with no intervention from prison guards. He seeks an unspecified amount in damages. I'm Maxine Speyer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The first grizzly bear hunt in Wyoming and Idaho in more than 40 years has been delayed until at least the end of the month while a federal judge in Missoula decides if Yellowstone area grizzlies should be removed from the endangered species list. Judge Dana Christensen granted a second 2-week restraining order on the hunt this morning as the first restraining order was set to expire around 5 p.m. That first order was filed after a federal hearing at the end of last month on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision to remove federal protections for grizzlies in and around Yellowstone National Park. Andrea Santacierce, an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity, says plaintiffs are worried about the health of the bear population as a whole. According to the Federal Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team, there have been 42 grizzly mortalities so far this year in the area. That's compared to 26 at this time last year. She says the case also had to do with how the government removed protections for this population of grizzlies.
I think what the judge is saying here is, you know, there's serious questions as to whether plaintiffs might prevail on one or all of these claims, and therefore it doesn't make sense to move forward with a trophy hunt while those decisions are being made.
If those protections are removed, grizzlies will be managed by the state. And Rebecca Fitzgerald, Wyoming Game and Fish spokeswoman, says Wyoming is up to the task.
Our grizzly bear management program protects the bear population as a whole, and we also feel that our bear management program also allows for a conservative hunting season.
Joe Condilis, president of the Western Bear Foundation, an organization that promotes both grizzly hunting and conservation, agrees.
The state game managers are the ones that know how to manage the species, not the federal government and not a judge in Missoula.
Condilis says hunters are frustrated since the judge's order guarantees a smaller number of bears will be taken this year if the hunt does proceed. About 700 grizzlies live in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, which encompasses parts of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. As many as 22 bears could be taken in Wyoming and one in Idaho. Montana did not grant any permits this year. The hunt in Idaho and in parts of Wyoming was scheduled to start September 1st. The earliest the hunt could begin is September 27th. Yellowstone Park managers are worried that changing climate in northwest Wyoming is already impacting the national park's key natural resources. The new report from park rangers released Tuesday says average temperatures in the area are higher than usual, resulting in a variety of changes to the ecosystem. The Powell Tribune reports some of the changes observed at the park include a longer growing season that is beneficial to both land and aquatic invasive species, altered stream flows in part due to declining snowpack and peak river flows that are happening earlier in the year, and changes to alpine plant life and water quality. The warmer temperatures are also negatively impacting wildlife. Montana's Attorney General disagrees with the governor on whether the state land board has to approve conservation easements. In a draft opinion issued late last month, Attorney General Tim Fox said Governor Steve Bullock was wrong to allow the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to purchase a $6.1 million easement in eastern Montana after the Fish and Wildlife Commission approved it. The land board had voted to indefinitely delay action on the easement near Glendive. State law requires the land board to approve land acquisitions worth more than $100,000. The governor's office responded that the land board does not have to approve easements because the state is not acquiring any land. The Independent Record reports Fox is expected to issue a final opinion in the coming weeks. It carries the weight of law unless a court overturns it. For more Montana news, check out mtpr.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.